two heroes on a quest that begins.
Welcome to another edition of Bunktastic. This is your host, Jared, and Kyle, as usual. Hey, say hi, Kyle.
What's going on, everyone? How you doing? Happy New Year. It's 2014.
Oh, my God. What happened to last year?
I don't even know, dude. It went by so quick for me.
It only took us a year to plan this. That's what it was. It was a whole year of me and Kyle planning a podcast.
It's true. I used to sit in my bed sweating with a blanket around me like E.T., shaking back and forth, thinking about it.
Just looking at just a couple IVs on the floor and needles, just like, how did them get there?
It's my bunk juice. That's how I get the ideas for this.
Bunk juice or meth? What are the two, eh? Who's judging? Did you have a good New Year, brother?
Yeah, I had a good one. What did I do? I hung out with family. It was kind of, I don't know, it was all right. It wasn't really what I wanted to do. I should have went to, like, a club or something.
You have a... I heard a couple interesting stories about a new family member.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you tell the people about that?
All right. Well, my uncle... I have an uncle who fought in Vietnam, and he's got a couple of Vietnamese babies' mamas there, so he's got family. And I met one of my cousins for the very first time on New Year's, and he was talking kind of like condescending to me. Like, I was like, is that talking to me about my tattoos and my hair and...
Example, like...
Well, he was like, let me see your arm. And he's just like, why'd you get those? Like, he's just, his attitude, the way he was talking to me. I didn't know that this dude was fucking wasted, dude. Oh. He was already drunk before I got there, so I didn't know. He fell in the bathroom... And ended up doing one of those classic cliche, ripping off the shower curtain things, falling out. He didn't tell anybody. We found out after he was gone.
So he was under the table drinking, basically. Was he wasted before he came over? Was he just drinking while he was there, just fucking? He's got a low tolerance like a Native American.
I could be wrong. He could be like an up... At first he came off to me as like an uptight Asian guy. Because, you know. And then he just... By the end of the night, he was just... standing on, like, the kitchen, the counter there, like, rocking back and forth, doing the classic drunk rocking. And I was like, dude, are you all right? You need help sitting down? And he gave me, like, the Fonzie's, like, hand gesture, like, the, hey, the two thumbs up things. And he didn't say anything. And it's just funny, because, like, I was like, man, that guy was kind of a jerk. And then my parents were like, I hope he's okay. He fell in the shower. It's all like, that's hilarious.
I love your family's really good people. Even though that dude's being an asshole, like, they're all worried about him collapsing in the bathroom.
Like, okay, me and my brother are getting drunk. We're getting hammered. And I hear him talking to my sister. He's all like, she's like, you drink much? He's like, no, but I've been watching these guys all night. And it's like, dude, I'm not much of a drinker, so I don't know what you're watching. And I don't, like, know why you're, like, watching me.
Like, what were you like? I've been to your family get-togethers before. It doesn't like you get there and act like a couple of frat boys. They usually, as soon as you get there, you guys want a beer. You guys want something to drink. It's always kind, and it's like usually it's okay. I'll have a booze. I'll have a drink or two. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I usually have a drink or two. We watch movies. We just sit around. And it's no party, you know. But yeah, New Year's was good. We watched. They were all disappointed. They watched the wrong. Fucking Rocket New Year's Eve. There was one that showed the ball dropping and one that didn't. I don't know. I could care less.
Like on the channels there, like in Times Square and all that bullshit.
One had like Carson Daly. The other one had another one of those people.
And wait, one of them didn't show the ball dropping?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Because I don't know, dude. I don't know. Either way, there was like... We finally were watching it. And it was like the lamest shit ever. Like the party on... like TV, just the people dancing and all the women there all looked like, I don't know, it was like a fake good time. I don't know if I'm losing my mind or not, but it just seemed like everyone was dancing, like, you know, you're on TV and everyone's dancing and trying to look their best and everything. It just seemed so forced. Like, yeah, 2014! Dudes, dudes, dudes. They're all just dancing and man. It just didn't seem like I would want to be there.
I must have been listening to a podcast way back when, and I forgot who was on it or what, and they were explaining about how Times Square, you got to get there like 12 to 14 yeah. hours before yeah, it, and you days. Can't leave. People are pissing and shit in their pants because they cannot get out of their spot where they are, or they cannot find get back to where they are to get a good view of the ball dropping. I mean, that's ridiculous in my book. Why don't you just stay home and watch the fucking ball drop on your TV? I would never sit anywhere. Even people like went to the Star Wars opening day, or remember way in like a 2000 when the original was 2000, whenever the episode one came out. People were sitting there for days on end. Shit,
I've never sat in line for more than a few hours ever. Even if it's going to be the coolest fucking thing in the world, I'm not waiting in line for 5 hours. Dude, people in Disneyland were waiting like 10-hour lines or something on New Year's for rides and stuff. 10 hours just for like a
really?
Like a minute ride? No fucking
Disneyland?
Or what? Yeah, the one with Cinderella's Castle, whatever that is. The one in Florida, California.
The one down, yeah, I think the Disneyland is in Florida. Disney World is in California. Vice versa. I don't know. But, anyways.
Oh my god. Totally off subject, but either way.
Go ahead.
Dude, this I had a nightmare last night. This is the first time I've had a nightmare in a while. It was weird. It was like, there was a party going on at a house, and all my friends were there, and we were chilling, and like, I went in the basement just to get away from the party with another friend. We were like snooping around the basement to see what the person had, just being assholes. And we found like a hatch, and it has like a tunnel. So me and this person go in the tunnel. It leads to another house's basement. And this other basement is all like Silent Hill style. It's all fucking like rusty and there's a lot of garbage.
Run down.
And there's a skinny, fucking naked, tall guy with duct tape all over his face just walking around. And me and my friend are like, oh, fuck. And that's part of the dream. The part got scary because it's like adrenaline hits and I'm watching this guy. I'm like, oh, we gotta sneak back. So we fucking go back to the party. I start telling people no one believes me. And like I wake up like it's nothing. And it's just like...
Was it like one of them dreams that was so real that you woke up like, was that real?
No, I woke up and was like...
Just your heart pumping?
Yeah, I woke up. Because like, I don't know. It was just, no one would believe me. And I just eventually kind of, the dream faded out. And it was like, if I had a house that had a basement secret tunnel that was attached to another basement where there was this fucking monster thing walking around, I'd want to know about it.
Like, well, it could also be one of them like weird families where you're at your buddy's house and your buddy... family, his family directly, that's the freak, like their stepbrother or something.
Oh, yeah. Like fucking Children of the Stairs or whatever.
Uncle Bonson and Mom had a child, and now we
fucking
leave it in
yeah,
the Silent Hill house that's a mile down the road. I would always love to have like an underground cool chamber or something, man. If I had like a house that had an underground chamber that connected to another house, sort of say. If I didn't know the people, I would just brick it off and try to figure out a way they made the construction for that underground tunnel. And I'd build another room, just that would be a chill room for me.
The one with the Silent Hill house?
Yeah, okay. Like how you had a Silent Hill house attached to yours. Yeah. I would block that off with like concrete blocks, and then I would start looking at the construction of the tunnel.
Or you know what you could do, unless you wanted to, it's kind of creeper status, I guess, seal their entry off to the tunnel and take the whole tunnel off for yourself. But you're kind of like... doing stuff under another... You're like in a sub-basement underneath someone else's house. Kind of creeper status.
Well, I'm thinking like...
they hear like giggling.
Was it like a city house where it was like a 10-foot underground tunnel? Or was it like a walkway? I'm thinking like...
It was like a walkway. I was walking. It was like from one house to the one across the street, I guess. It was kind of like a neighborhood. It was, what do you call it? Like a suburb type thing where it's like the house... there's a yard. Not country status where I'm going like underground... tunnel, or whatever the hell you call it, yeah. Super long. Nah, it wasn't that. It was just cool. It was just a weird dream. I haven't had one like that in a while.
That'd be cool if in your dream, that actually you think you're going underneath the road to a neighbor's house, it's actually leading back behind their house underneath a patch of, like, woods with just an old, rundown, shanty-looking house in it. That'd be awesome. We have a movie here, Kyle. We can make millions.
I want to play the guy with the duct tape on his face. The naked guy. You can play me.
I'll play Kyle, grow my hair out, look all cool.
You will look cool.
I will try. I don't wear glasses, though, so it can't be all that.
I don't know if I had them on my dream, so it's either way.
Were you puffing on a doober, at least, walking down the walkway?
No, and to think about, like, there wasn't really a party going on. Since it was like a dream, it was just the sense of a party. I don't know, I was like, there's a party! But, like, clearly, yeah. If I think about it, there wasn't one going on. It was kind of me and my friend sneaking to a basement.
I like how we're analyzing this like it's a real drink, or like it really happened. It's
just I'll tunnel it off like a chill room. That's funny.
See, I can't remember my dreams like that. And not much anymore. I remember a little bit here and there, but it's always just, like, my flashes of my of history, of, like, my dream, so to say. Like, one time, when I took that alpha brain... And that is real good, where lucid dreaming. Did you ever try that?
Yeah, I'll talk about it after you.
And, well, this one time, like, usually when I'm in dreams, where Kyle would run and see that dude stand in with the duct tape, I would be so freaked out, I would make myself wake up from a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a thing where I'm like, I'm dreaming, wake up, I'm scared.
Yeah,
and then
I
can just sit there, and it seems like I'm prying my eyes open just with my muscles, but then I just automatically wake up. It's so hard in my dream, because it's like, my eyes are open in my dream, but then, wait! Well, anyways, I'm running through a haunted house, and it turns out we're at this dinner party, me and a couple other people, who I can't remember, we're in this house at a dinner party, like, Clue style. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out, it's one of these monster shit where everybody's a zombie, except for me, and, like, one of my friends, I can't remember who it was. Long story short, they end up, like, when the scene in a movie where it turns, everybody turns, you find out, that's what happens in my dream, this flash of that happening. And then I must have ran up this tunnel and ran up. And then I remember looking at, like, a balcony. And it had, a curved walkway that went up more stairs. And usually, if I didn't know any better, I would just hop off just to get out of this dream.
Mm-hmm.
I actually stopped in my dream and thought about it. Sat there and was thinking, like, no, I don't want to die. So I was like, I turned around, I kept running. And that is, like, I got to the top of that, and that's where that dream ends. That's where, I can't remember any of it. Yep.
Yeah, I'm like, regular dreams just play out in my head. Like, depending, like, if I'm fucking or weird shit. Even though crazy, they just play out, but, like, nightmares, like, I'm kind of scared the whole time, so I feel like that adrenaline burst. I can just open my eyes, like, oh, it's too scary, I can't deal. I just wake up.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I had a friend who was like, yeah, I can't get out of nightmares unless I have to scream. So, like, every time I spent the night at that kid's house, I just scream to wake myself up. It's like, I don't. I just open up. It's like playing, like, watching a scary movie, and right before the person opens the door with the monster on their side, I go, nope.
That is
what's happening. I wonder if that's, like, a defense mechanism. Because, it's kind of, like, almost, I don't know if I'm, like, totally aware that I'm, like, it's too scary. I just know that adrenaline's coursing, and eventually gets to, like, a peak, and I'm like, oh, and I just wake up feeling like, oh, shit. Like, terrified.
It's also weird because when your adrenaline pumps when you're awake, it's hard as fuck to get that shit turned down. Like, your adrenaline's pumping from a dream, you wake up, 30 seconds to an hour, or a minute, it takes to calm your body down. Usually, if I'm running and I'm scared in real life, which has been, I can't remember last time I had a real adrenaline rush, I'm a lazy fuck, but... And it takes like 5 to 10 minutes for your heart to stop pumping and for you to finally regain what the fuck is going on with your life.
Yeah, well, dreams are different because sometimes you don't remember them. Sometimes you'll wake up terrified. I had a dream once where, since I'm a paranormal, it sounds like I have a paranormal investigation team and I do that stuff legit.
I'm a ghostbuster.
Yeah, I'm a ghostbuster. I had a dream that we went to someone's house. They were claiming that their daughter was possessed by a demon. Now, I don't do exorcisms myself or anything like that, but if someone really was like, my daughter is a demon in her, or something like that, I'd probably check it out. Anyway, in this dream, the two people are like, alright, the daughter's in the other room, we're gonna go hold her down before you come in. And, like, I walk in, and there's, like, it's, like, just a regular room, and there's the two people I know. One lady is a lady I work with at work, another was just some random woman. And there's a girl sitting in a chair that they're holding, like, her arms behind the chair, and she's, like, looking down. And then when she looks at me is when I'm instantly hit with fucking, like the adrenaline. But it wasn't because I was scared, because in the dream, she was possessed by a demon. And the demon's powers, like, You know when the road is real hot and you see like that waviness?
Yeah.
The girl started having that waviness come off of her, and I felt real scared being when I was hit by like the waves. Like,
so she just hit you with some demon shockwave.
Like, yeah, it's like this fear aura, like in like an RPG, fear that people run away, you know? So I was getting hit by that, and like, I was like making myself fight it with like my own like personal chants and prayers and shit, and I was like, had this weird book, and I don't know, I woke up.
I never, when it comes to thinking, like, spells and shit in reality, I never looked at it in, like, a literal sense until, like, the Hobbit movies and the Lord of the Rings type movies like that, going throwback, because in the new Lord or new Hobbit movie, he's literally going around, show thyself, spoilers, sorry people, spoilers, he's going around this base that's in the first one, it's
necromancer?
Sealed, the necromancer's base okay. is where he goes.
Yeah.
And it's sealed with a spell that you can't see it, magic can't sense it or anything. So he goes in there, show thyself, and then he hits the ground, then like a light aura comes off his staff and it takes over the whole base. He does goes around, and I was just sitting here thinking about it. Oops, sorry. Thinking about it, and I was like, oh my god, that's like literal sense. I never would have actually put it. Usually, if I was the director of that movie, Peter Jackson, I guess is who did it. I would have been like, just made some chant, and then he's just going around saying, fucking show thyself, like shit you can understand.
Uh-huh.
He ain't saying no mantras or shit like that.
Well, maybe
that.
He's so powerful that he doesn't have to. Kind of like in Harry Potter, some of the wizards have to say the spells to shoot the lightning out, and others are just doing it. Like, what if eventually
that's a lie, because Voldemort is supposed to be one of the most badass, and he's saying, Adabakadabra!
Some of them they don't. When he's fighting, what the fuck?
Like the
I
want to
say Gandalf, not Grumbledore. What the guy is Dumbledore? And he's fighting Dumbledore. They're just shooting lightning right out of their wands, not even having to say the spells. They're just going at it. And some of them do that, like the disarm one and stuff, without even saying it. They just like
just
eventually
a flick
just
of the
get
wrist.
So good. And
true.
I think that has, like that's kind of with things with real life too, with certain things too. You just get so good, you don't even think about it. You just do it. Like, maybe Gandalf. Oh, Gandalf's obviously crazy powerful anyways, but... Like, you know what I never understood? DBZ. They always had to yell out...
Kamehameha!
Yeah.
I didn't know,
that's like the mantra for it.
We are also taking shows that are completely... How did this work?
I know
we're taking literal, but...
Yeah, I got it.
And, but, in all sense, you're right. I don't understand why they had to say, but I think of Dragon Ball Z, it's TV, like Y7, it's for kids. Of course, he's got to say Kamehameha.
Fireball!
Spirit Wave or Spirit Ball! Whatever Piccolo does, Energy Beam. That was a cool show. I heard they're coming back out with it. The dude who made the Dragon Ball Z is coming back out, remaking that. I wonder if it's going to hold up, or I have just grown up too much.
I probably won't watch it.
I probably won't. I'll give it a whirl just because I'll get bored here and just want to watch something.
I liked Dragon Ball Z when I was about the 7th grade. I remember, like, the Frieza. I liked the Cell Saga the most. Boo was alright. He kind of pissed me off. It was just annoying how they drag out everything. Everything that show is so
dragged.
Yeah, dude, powering up for fucking 20 minutes just to talk for another 20 to fight for 2. And by that, that's like 4 episodes.
Yep.
It's like, oh my god, dude.
When
I just want to see him fight.
When I was a kid, I could sustain it and be like, I'm getting into it. Just like I could sustain, like I could watch wrestling when I was a kid and actually be into it. I hit like 16 or 17 and I just stopped watching like wrestling, professional wrestling. And I got into football and UFC and whatnot.
I was real into wrestling about 5th and 6th grade.
No, I was
like during recess, we had the teams and some people were like the Generation X, some were the Union. And
there was, Confederate Rockin'.
Who else was there? The Confederacy, and the Union, and then there's DX.
The Brood Brothers.
Either way, I'm talking about...
I know what you're talking about.
Like the three main people, yeah. And either way, in school, I was part of DX.
Oh!
And one time during like a battle royale during wintertime, I gave the suck it sign to this kid, and I picked up... Because you know when the plow scrapes up, it makes those giant snow piles that everyone's fighting on, and there's ice and shit in there... I grabbed, like, an ice sheet and just cracked it over his head. I yelled, steel chair! And I cracked it over his head. And, like, he just went down instantly and was crying. And, like, I'm sorry if you're listening to this, Adam Puma. Dude, I could have killed you in the 3rd fucking grade just pretending to do wrestling. Because, goddamn, I hit that kid with, like, an inch thick piece of ice, if not more so. And it's like, he told the teacher, Because it was wrestling, dude. I don't know. I was so into it. I was just supporting
DX. I'm sorry, DX. I'm laughing with you, not actually.
I don't care. I just, steel chair!
I meant whoever you hit upside the head. I'm laughing at you.
That kid, he just had a big old welt on top of his head. It's like, I think about that sometimes, like, man.
We used to wrestle all the time when we were kids, as my brothers and whatnot. It was always a good time. On the trampoline wrestling, always get power bombed and shit.
Yeah, that's how I learned how to do swantons.
Oh, that's the only way. I can't land front flips on a trampoline. I can do swantons.
I can do front flips.
Yeah, all day.
That's about it.
Oh, man.
Good time. I was wrestling up.
I was into wrestling up until I was like 15 or 16. You said it till like 4th or 5th
grade.
Yeah,
I stopped.
I did not got into it a lot. And then just one day, it clicked in my brain where I was like, man, this is shitty. I am good. Because I never watched it when I was a kid. I never got to watch The Rock or the DX and The Rock.
Well, you tried getting to it later on. I don't even know. I stopped watching right around when Stone Cold was kind of real popular. I watched when Hulk Hogan, when I was a little kid, I remember Hulk Hogan still being around. And then he went to NWO and was on the WCW. Remember, WCW was popular than WWF. Yeah. It was like Nitro or whatever, and there was the NWO guys and Hulk Hogan and shit and Sting. And
I got into it right after that, because after they got popular and they lost their decline, they started feuding with WWE. And then that's when I got into it, is when WCW. And then my little brother would always tape the show for me every week.
Who was your favorite wrestler?
Mine? The Rock. Always has
been. The Rock
been.
Was cool.
He was an asshole in the beginning.
Is this
and I
before
liked
or after he was, because he started off as like the Brahma Bull or whatever?
No, this is after. This is when he was actually The Rock. He started throwing the people's eyebrows.
Ah, okay. You smell The Rock is cooking shit. You know what's funny is because one time I was playing in like flag football in gym class in 6th grade. And this kid called me a jabroni, and the gym teacher was like, "Do you even know what a jabroni is?" And we're like,
"Do you?"
"Oh, no." He's like, "By next class, I want you to write a 1-page report on what a jabroni is."
And
I didn't do it.
Gym teacher?
A gym teacher, yeah.
No, motherfucker, I'm here to play some dodgeball and stretch my legs. I ain't here to write. This is the only class in the whole fucking school I don't write.
It's all right. Karma got him, dude. 20 years later, his brother died building that bridge that collapsed on the highway around here. Oh, that's what you're a jabroni, and your brother's a jabroni too. That's what a jabroni is. You and your brother.
I am not a part of that. Whoever your brother was, I'm deeply sorry to hear.
I'm not
about
your names. You're a gym teacher.
I don't even know who the fuck you are. I probably do. I don't.
Dude, the same gym teacher. I remember one time because like. Growing up, I was always the chubby kid. I was the more heavier set up until like about the end of high school. But either way, this guy is like trying to teach us body types.
Uh-huh.
And he's pulling the people out of the class. He's like, "Oh, come here, whoever." Like the skinny, tall girl. You're like a pencil. Then he calls my buddy. He's like, "You're like a hot dog." And he's like, "I'm more of a sausage." And he's like, "You come here, Kyle." And he's like, "You're kind of like a hamburger, a meatball." And I was like, "What the fuck, dude?" Like, I never liked it. The guy's calling me fat. Pretty much in front of everybody, and it's like, I was just a little chubby kid. I wasn't.
How rough.
I wasn't like an obese. Like, I don't know. People are assholes. I remember one time, like.
Dude, kids are the worst.
Like,
man.
Junior high being chubby, and like bending over to get a drink from the drinking fountain, and like having a random guy grab your little boy boob. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, it's like. Something I understand.
Molesting?
Like, I get the point he's making. Like, you got little boy tits. Haha, I'm humiliating you, like, in every which way, but like. Who just goes out and grabs a little boy boob?
Now that
like,
you think about it, now that we're developed, though, like, I have thought about this, too, because I would get that all the time, but then it's like, these people are young, they're scared as you are, they don't understand, they made a couple friends, so they think they're all that in a stack of crumb cakes. And it's just one of them little psychological things that fucking makes your dick harder when you're a little kid, be like, I'm better than you in that little way, until you realize that it's all just bullshit, fucking...
Oops.
We're all in the same boat, basically, on the same ride. Just different fucking pairs of pants we're wearing.
Fucking asshole. His dad, when that little kid goes home, his dad probably grabs him and shit.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Usually when a kid's an asshole to you, it's usually how bad he has it at home. I mean,
probably.
I ain't no psychologist. I'm just a guy who's been on the internet for a couple hours.
I had Invader Zim shoelaces in 7th and 8th grade, and I used to try to never poop in school. I just... Because yeah, I always felt pressured because of the time between classes and everyone to be late from shitting. I never had time to shit.
I would only go just because I had to absolutely have to go. I don't think anybody wants. Why would you want? Kids are assholes. They piss all over the seats.
Yeah, either way, I was going. And it was awful. It was like I had diarrhea or something real bad. Yeah, and someone walks in and he's like, Oh, it's Kyle! It's Invaders of Shoelaces! And then, like, a security guard is coming over because people, that one kid was yelling and it was like a big fuss.
Oh my god.
We had to walk out and there's like five people outside of this fucking bathroom. Oh my god. Took a dump. What is happening?
Everybody's slow clapping when you come out.
Way to go, Kyle.
My god, that's so hilarious. Oh, that's out of this world. What the fuck kind of... That was a movie. That's a simulation bullshit.
My life. Real. Dude, the one time... Well, there was another time I shit in high school where we were playing... Oh, we were playing asshole. This is a secret I never told you. I'm going to reveal it to you now.
Oh.
We were playing cards once, and I was like, I got to piss. But really, my stomach was like... Oh, no. I, like, sped walked to the bathroom. I just unload on this toilet, like, my ass just opens up like water. Like, I'm empty in, like, 2 seconds. And the time that it would to take someone to piss,
yeah.
I run back and start playing cards again. And none the wiser, you guys thought I took a whiz, when really I fucking opened up, like, an upside-down Ziploc bag full of sauce or something, like...
I wouldn't have judged you differently. When I was a kid, I would have to be like, I shit in school and whatever. Dude, one time I was in a toilet dropping a deuce because my guts were just killing me that day. And I think it's because I drank a lot of, like, ate cereal and milk before school, now that I think about it. But anyways, I'm sitting in there dropping a deuce, and this dude comes in. Who's in that toilet? And he screams. I'm like, hello? Freaking, I can't remember what happens, and he just runs away. I'm like, well, that's awesome.
Just a kid being an asshole?
Just a real asshole. He just runs in. I think he wanted to come in there and smoke or something. He sounded like one of them fucking punk kids. Who just wanted to smoke in the... Be a badass, smoke in the bathroom. Because he just screamed it out and, like, ran away. I remember getting done and not embarrassed by my toilet.
Pleasure. I've never been embarrassed. When I was in summer camp once, as a little kid, like, I stand up when I wipe my butt. I don't know why, I always have. Either I was wiping my butt, and a kid... Like, I didn't even know if someone else was in the bathroom. All of a sudden, this person comes in, sliding into my stall on their back... Like, I'm standing wiping my butt.
Like, he crawls underneath the... Like,
he didn't crawl, like, you know, like, he grabbed the bottom of the stall and, like, used his arms to pull himself into my stall. And he was on his back, like, he slid the... Then he spackles my butt cheeks and balls with wet hands and slides back. And I'm just, like, so in shock this fucking happened. Dude, like, and, like... like, that really happened. I'm just sitting there, like, what the... That really fucking happened, dude. Like... It was so, like, I felt like I was molested because later on, like, I never confronted him about it and never called a counselor either. I just, like, saw him for, like, the rest of the week and was like, you're the fucking kid who, like, slid into my stall when I was wiping my ass, totally trowel. Saw my dick, saw everything.
Oh my god.
Flat, like, splashing with water hands and then slid away.
What just happened? Is this, like, the original bidet?
No, yeah.
How gross was that kid, man? That is
now that I think about it, he's probably a little fucking pervert. It's weirdo.
He's probably a weirdo, obviously, because who's sliding on their back in a fucking bathroom?
Right.
Dude.
I didn't even think about that until now, how gross that is, but like...
Oh my god.
He slid it. He could have went and stood on the toilet and got me from above.
Oh, I almost get like, maybe he just wanted to see your butthole.
He just wanted to get the bottom view.
What? Like, I still stand up because I don't want to get my hand inside of a fucking toilet.
That's right. Dude, but everyone thinks I'm a weirdo. You're a stand wiper too?
Yeah.
This is awesome. Oh my god, we just clicked. No, like, okay.
What?
No, because every time I've tried to sit and wipe, my hand touches the fucking poop water.
But you're
water.
Supposed to go front to back when wiping too, right? Are you supposed to go back to... You're not supposed to bring the shit to your balls, right?
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
So why the hell would you do that when you got to dip real close? Like, then you almost fall off the fucking
thing. People like
lean.
People like do the one cheek lean. I'm like, what? I'm like, I just stand. People are like, no, well, you stand and the poop gets in between your butt. She's like, your poop's already on your fucking ass. Anyways, I use...
Then they make wipes.
Yeah, I use wet wipe things. I use the dry a little bit first, and then I go the wipe style.
Yes, I've even gotten to the point where I'm at work, because I clean the toilet, and it's usually there, and I drop deuce anyways. So I drop a deuce, and I actually wet the towel, and then I'll dap my butt. You never go wet on wet. You do dry wet that may be dry, go dry.
That's some tips. That's
just
some
tips for wiping your butt with towelettes. Wet on wet. That's hilarious. Send us your tips on wet on wet.
Oh my god, it just makes me think how many people are just walking around poopy assholes. Because, like, you ever have a super itchy asshole one day?
Yeah, that's every other
that's
day.
That's from having, like, dry poop on your butthole. Yeah, you know. And you're like, oh my god.
Mine is fucking, because I got a sweaty crack, too. Dude, I get a sweating motherfucking ass. That's bad DNA.
I remember, like, taking, like, exams in high school or anything like that. You'd leave, and there'd be that line of your butt cheeks and legs on the fucking, on the, like, seat.
Mine would, hell yeah, dude. Dude, it was the worst.
The humidity.
It was hot in them classrooms, now that I think about it.
I was always sweaty. Always.
Always, dude. I would not survive. Because nowadays I get hot, and I bust out in hives. And it's just the worst. I'll just be all itchy.
I used to sit there and sweat. Even in those air-conditioned buildings. You know why? It's probably because I was a fat kid. And I'd be just sitting there, sweating. Like, oh my god, it's so fucking hot. Everyone's all like, it's cold. These little girls putting on hoodies. I remember girls giving me hugs in the hallways being like, why are you wet? It's like, dude, I was just in a fucking boiler room of a math class. You don't even know.
See, this time of year is when it was nice because it's cold in the buildings, but then it gets about summer or then it's either spring, is late spring, like at the end of school or right at the beginning. You're always sweating your dick out.
Dude, you do the fat kid torture yourself thing where you wear layers of clothes because you're insecure about the way your body looks. So you wear like a t-shirt and like, oh, maybe this t-shirt's too tight. So you don't take off your hoodie. And you sit there sweating, and by the time you're like, oh, I'm going to take off my hoodie, your shirt is soaked. So you're like, I'm just going to leave on the hoodie so no one sees my soaked ass shirt. You continue to sweat. Like, dude, the cycle. The cycle.
That's the fat kid blues, man. That's my blues right now, dude. That's, like, some days I stack on layers of hoodies because I'm crazy. I should just buy a winter hoodie, but I don't want to spend crazy money on it. But, I always wear three layers, just this thin layer is always my under layer that I wear, and I have two hoodies, because one of my hoodies has hidden pockets in it, and they're cool, and I wear a heavier one, but some days I'll get at work, and I have to put my work shirt on, I'll take off, unzip everything to put my work shirt on, dude, my chest now, my stomach, my pits are, fuck it, I could wring it out, it's the worst, and I don't use deodorant, fuck that shit.
You don't?
No. Yes, I do.
Oh, what do you use?
Right Guard is what I use because it's the cheapest.
I'm an Old Spice man.
Everybody uses Old Spice. I'm thinking about switching, but the last Old Spice I used, it was so, like, it was a blue stick, but it felt so wet on me. I get, like, a deodorant that's sticky. That's like,
you rock the white?
Well, yeah.
The kind, because there's the gels, and then there's, like, the...
I don't use gels. Yeah, I use that white shit.
Yeah, I use the gel now. You ever have the kind that's, like, a little pump on that squirts real liquidy shit under your armpit? It looks like a little... You press a little button.
I've had like little tubes that are like that squirts a little bit. That gel like shit is the worst because that's more antiperspirant. That's a deodorant more, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, so, I think I don't even know. We're getting crazy into deodorants now. The fuck was I gonna say? What did you want to talk about?
I wanted to say this week. I forgot what week it is. It is January.
Today's the 5th. January 5th, 2014. Bunktastic.
They opened up all of the medical, or legalized marijuana out in Colorado as of January 1st, and I wanted to say they made over $1 million the first day. I don't know if that's tax revenue, or just in general, that's how much they made. But today's January 4th, and yesterday they said... January 5th?
Today's the 5th.
God damn it, I live in the past.
It's okay.
You guys are time travelers. Fuck off. No. Anyways, January 4th, this was last night I read this, and we were doing it obviously today. Andrew Cuomo, we're in New York. They're finally going to legalize medicinal marijuana in New York, but it's only for serious cancer patients, ill people.
Yeah, terminal illness type people. They're just, well, either way, it's still a big step. It's medical. They're going to go with the medical marijuana in New York, and... New York State's pretty one of those uptighty.
We're Republican, is what it is. We're conservative. It's a real conservative, one of the original 13. But Massachusetts isn't. They're real cool about it. And also, it's going into hopefully legalizing it, so make us not as criminalistic out there.
Yeah, allegedly, me and Jared smoke weed.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
On the occasion. The occasion's right.
Allegedly, I'm high all day, every day. I love weed. I can't, like, a lot of people are super... Okay, like, on the news, the other day, I was watching Fox News two nights ago, just because, what the fuck, right? Just to see what the hell they're talking about.
It's good to get a look at the other side.
I was watching a show called Red Eye. Either way, there's this woman on there, I forgot her name, so I'm sorry, everyone. She's, like, a lawyer as well. And there's, like, also, like, this fat guy that used to be addicted to drugs. He talks about doing coke and drinking and shit, and he's always wearing suspenders and a tie, and him and her talk about it. And he's like, I think it's a good thing, it's fine. And she's like, no, it's not. Everyone's going to be so stoned that they will be too lazy to do anything. She's like, I've never done it, and I'm successful. And it's all like, whoa, lady, you're the first person that probably should do it. Because, like, she says she's never done anything. It's like, then you have no clue what it's really like. You can't say that that's how people are going to be, because there's so many successful people that smoke it anyways. And it's like...
It's a different breed, though. I noticed, like, stoners and whatnot, we all act differently, or we all have open minds, and if you're a pothead who doesn't have an open mind, god damn it, you're doing it wrong.
Well, like, obviously some people can't eat peanuts, so weed isn't for them, but...
Well, I know a couple people who... keep going.
What you were saying, the open, like, weed will, like, open your perspective without altering it. Like, you don't hallucinate, I've never hallucinated smoking it. Have you? Have you ever, oh my god, there's raptors, I've never had a panic attack. I've been high as fuck where I felt anxiety from it, but like, that's just, I don't know, I know what it's from and I don't get nervous from that.
People shouldn't obviously dance too much. Like, if you're trying, just smoke a little bit, that's all you really need. You ain't gotta go crazy on it. It's, to each is their own. It's the old saying, whatever you're gonna do, do. I say... If you ain't hurting nobody, and you ain't hurting anything else, and it makes you happy, do it, man.
Yeah.
Or if you're like a dominatrix, and the other person wants to get consent. There you go, and it's consensual. I say do it. I don't understand why everybody wants to be in everybody's business, and I can understand why they can be, because people around here, like, I see people every day in my life where, just examples where it's like, god damn, what is wrong with you people? But you shouldn't have to enforce anything on it. Educate people is what it is. It's put money into books. Put money into little kids. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The reason I have to say, from until I turned about 19, I got actually steady on the internet. I didn't know shit. I was so narrow-minded, it was unbelievable.
Dare.
Yeah, you don't know anything. The DARE program.
I'm sorry to talk over you.
No, go ahead.
The DARE program, I mean, when I was a little kid, the DARE program is what told me, hey, you do any sort of drugs, you're going to be in jail, or, like, you're going to have low self-esteem and be a fucking loser. And, like, I started smoking weed when I was about 17. My friend at a party was like, let's try some weed, and I was like, oh, I don't know. I instantly got super nervous, because, like, you know, it's crazy, I was drinking. How stupid is that? I'm fucking a little kid drinking alcohol, scared to smoke something that actually is good for you.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm like, I don't know, I shouldn't do that, it hurts bad for you. And, like, I do it anyways, because I'm a rebel. Nah, I do it. My friend's like, nah, dude, it's cool. We smoke out of this little, like, wooden, like, a little corn cob head of a pipe, a little wooden one. And, like, I remember my face getting real warm. I had, like, a smile on my face. I just had a nice, warm, mellow body buzz. And I was like, oh, this is cool. This is nothing like what anyone said. I always picture someone smoking and being, like, a burnout idiot. Like, oh, what? You know, like, I don't know. The typical shit.
A loser. A fucking person who's going to be a loser to begin with. And that's what it is. It's fucking... If you teach people to be a valuable part of fucking society and a good society to begin with, it's... not a bad thing if you what they do, unless you're fucking addicted and you're fucked up. Cigarettes are fucking harmful. I know this because I smoke them. They're not good for you, and nobody has two squirts of piss. I mean, nowadays people are getting more on it, but that's still suppressing people. I agree, don't let people smoke in other places. I don't understand why, because there's so many of us. Is that why it has to be so fucking...
Well, cigarette smoke is bad for you, dude. It is.
Really secondhand smoke is fucking... I don't think it's as bad. Actual smoking...
It's bad. Dude, I don't smoke. Coming from someone who doesn't smoke...
But you smoke weed.
Yeah, but it's so much... Such a different smoke. Like, when I'm around you or anybody else who's smoking cigarettes, I can instantly smell it. I can instantly feel like I'm having a fucking panic. Like, I can't breathe. Like, I'm breathing in, but I feel like I'm not getting in air. Like, that was the waste of a fucking inhale. Like, and, like, ever since that one mushroom trip when I was with you and four other people all chimney smoking, and I had bad mental images of suffocating in weird fungus caves and shit, like, I can't be near even more so now. Like, I don't want to ever... I don't have a prejudice against people who smoke cigarettes. That's fine. Yeah. All my best friends smoke. It's just, I'm, like, super sensitive to it now, and it really bothers me. It makes, like, my sinuses shut. They'll pinch shut, and I can't breathe through my nose, and then they just start dripping mucus, and it's like, cool. It's like, is it because it's, like, a poison, and my body's like, eh, and I'm just sitting there dying
from it? It is a poison. Clearly, it is a poison. I just fucking, something, I don't know. When I got into it, it was cool to fucking smoke when you're a kid, but then it just gets a handle on you.
No, did both your parents smoke?
Oh, yeah. My whole family, my grandma smoked for fucking, like, 40 years. My grandma
smoked.
Both my parents still smoke. Two of my brothers smoke. My other brother who quit chewing, he chewed for about probably a solid 5 to 6 years. Now let's just say nicotine is built into my system.
Yeah, but dude, okay, like, all my grandparents smoked. I understand it's like a different generation. They, like, promoted the fuck out of smoking cigarettes, and, like, everyone did. But my grandma died of liver cancer. My grandpa died of lung cancer.
Yep.
My other grandpa had a heart attack. My one grandma's still rocking, but she don't look too well. She smoked and drank for a long time, too. And it's like, we got a buddy. Like, well, I have a buddy, and, like, man, they just get sick from cigarettes, man. Cigarettes are bad news. They make people look all gray and fucking, they translucent and shit. I don't know.
Dude, I want to smoke more. I want to look invisible. You say translucent. Look like that fish where you can see its brain.
Some people just look like they need to drink a fucking glass of water when they're smoking a cigarette. Sure. It's like, dude, put that cigarette down and drink something, because you just, I don't know. It weirds me out. And, like, but back to smoking weed, though. How did you first get started smoking weed?
When I was young, Buck, we were around a campfire, and it was handed my way. I was around probably 14. I didn't really come steady into it until I was about probably 17 or 18. I had about, But I also have always had an addictive personality. I started drinking when, they have a picture of me when I was like real young with a beer in my hand. I think it was just a joke picture, but first time I was drunk, 13. Worst feeling of mine. I'll give you two perfect examples because these are stained in my fucking brain for life. The first time I got drunk, it was at my brother's graduation party. I got fucking, me and my little brother were fucking sneaking beer out of the keg into a fucking root beer cans. And I just got trashed, man. I ended up pissing my pants. It was fucking, I was a mess the next morning. Throwing up by the end of the night, I was just shitty. First time I smoked weed was a year later. We were around a campfire, me and another feller, and...
Did you guys kiss?
No, it would have been a little incestual. Oh. He ended up passing me a little bit of this purple weed that he had. Took a puff off it. Whew! Took a couple puffs off it, if I remember right, passed it back at a little. We burned that biscuit, that bowl. Then we just sat there, started bullshitting, giggling like motherfuckers. And then we ended up, he had Pizza Hut in the fucking garage where I lived from our campsite. It wasn't where my fire pit is now, it was another place. But then we walked to where he was, or where I went. Blah. I said, he made me go get the Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I started walking, like, a quarter mile is probably about 500 yards. So I started walking. Dude, there was a fucking skunk there hissing at me. Fucking, I hear it. It might have been paranoia, it might not have been. I start dashing, my little chubby 14-year-old ass dashing through my yard. I finally end up with a Pizza Hut. I came back out, and we just ended up eating the shit out of the Pizza Hut. It was the best tasting Pizza Hut of my life. And it seems like before that, because I was always a fat kid, I would eat, but I wouldn't taste it. You know what I mean? I would just always...
eat. Maybe because you're eating so fast?
Yeah, it was because I was eating. It seemed like because I was maybe a depressed little kid, I would always go home and eat. Fuck it.
I would too. I'd eat every day after school.
Always, when I was up until... And this was, I was 14 in my... Right before I turned 15, like a couple months before I turned 15. And after that, I started, like, every few weekends I would smoke. And then I would just start shedding weight. And just, I would eat, but my metabolism picked up. I ain't saying the weed did, I'm just saying puberty hit.
Mm-hmm.
My dad thought I was freaking smoking crack. And my stepmom would rummage through my shit when I would go up there. And they found a pipe, a metal pipe that I had covered in, like, it had a weed pack. They all confronted everybody, thought I was smoking crack because I lost all my weight so quick. I went from, like...
They had an intervention on you?
Not on me. They had it with my brother. And he just started laughing at them. Like, you guys are so crazy out of your mind.
It's what are you high? They were high.
They were drunk. They were drinkers. They were always alcoholics. And then that is, like, one of the things that pushed me away from going up there. And then, like, nowadays it don't even matter because it's such an open society. If it ain't fucking, it's not a problem. I'm a working dude. I work all the time. I have a full-time job. And when I don't work, I work outside. You know what I mean? I do odds and ends. Jobs, like, a little bit of, like, I help out a lady who cannot help herself. So I go over to her house. I clean up her basement is one of the things I did for her last year. I helped paint her porch. I stack her wood for her. Just little shit like that. And it makes me a little bit of money to get to work. And then I work and I come home.
Yeah, and you're not an idiot either, dude.
I'm not. I try to do, you know, and it's such a stupid fucking... I lost the word. When you look at the loser...
Stigma.
Well, the stigma. There you go. A loser who is just smokes weed and does nothing with their life. And it's bullshit. And it's a stigma that needs to go away.
Yeah. I know losers who don't smoke, dude. And they're even, like... It doesn't matter. Weed just doesn't matter. But I sometimes think about my life, if I didn't smoke it, how I'd be. And weed, for me, changed for the positive. Because I used to be kind of like, now that I think about it, I used to be kind of like kind of a nervous person, maybe. I was always in my head. I didn't have, the only friends I had like two or three friends in school growing up. And then at home, video games and my action figures, stuff that was in my head. So I was always kind of like a heady person. And like... getting into weed, it just kind of, like, opened that even more. Like, oh, okay. Like, it helped me deeper think about all the crazy shit I was already thinking about. I've never had a bad experience on weed. I've gotten headaches from smoking shitty Mersh.
And resin.
Yeah, resin and shit.
Oh, resin's
like,
the worst.
Anytime I've been, like, I've never been, like, I'm
sorry
so
to
high.
All the people who are smoking a resin.
I mean,
out there.
I've been so high to where I go to, like, a store or something. I just zone out, talk, like, not, like... Like, the person would be like, you know, blah, blah, blah. They'll say something to me that I have no response for because I'm kind of so stoned that I just... It doesn't click or just... I'm kind of on a different level than them. But it's not like I can't function. I can snap out of it. And I've never been like, I'm so high, I can't drive. Oh, I got a car accident.
Usually when I have gotten in a car accident when I was 18, but that's because I backed out of work one day and I wasn't paying attention. I have never gotten a car accident. I usually don't... When I smoke, I usually wait at least an hour or so, maybe two, before I drive, and then I try not to get too crazy, you know what I mean? If I'm usually sitting here and I'm like, I'm too high, I'm going to chill here and take a nap then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't try to do that crazy shit. You should.
Well, like, at first I started off smoking with friends. We'd always be like, before we hang out, let's grab a dime bag between the both of us.
That's how you know you're an addict, though. Oh, my God, you're smoking without your friends.
And then it got to where every day after work, I used to work at a Lowe's, and I used to be... At first, I started off... I know I'm going to kind of side trail here. I started off... It doesn't matter. I was in the hardware section, then I got moved to, like, receiving. I used to drive fork truck and shit super early in the morning. And I'd come home, and I'd be home at, like, 10 in the morning, and I used to smoke a bowl before I went to bed. But, like, getting high, like I was saying, it was positive for me because it opened my mind to stuff. I started thinking about shit more, and I started looking into things more. It helped me get smarter. Like, the stuff that I learned throughout school wasn't anything that I was really interested in. And when I was high, I'd think about, like, just things that I liked. And I think about them, like I said, deeply. And, like, it made me want to do stuff. It'd give me, like, a different perspective on things. It never led me to be like, okay, that was good. I want to get even higher. I want to try heroin or you know, like, it never led me a gateway drug in that sense. It made me kind of, since I opened up my mind thinking, it made me kind of think about psychedelics and everything. Well, because here's what's up. I had that same illusion where you do weed is bad, and I was like, oh, I smoked weed. Obviously, that's not bad. What are other drugs like?
I never had that illusion because when I smoked weed, because I've always seen people drink. I've grown up around a bunch of drinkers. I've always seen how they acted. I was always just, well, I want to be part of them and whatever. I started drinking. I never busted, like, I always followed the people. I was a follower when I was a kid. I think most people are. If you're not, hopefully you do something good. But
you're getting passionate.
Straight up. But everything, like, when I seen, like, movies and TV and shit, it always was, like, correlated with powder. It was never pot. I never seen anything negative pot-related when I was growing up. It was always, like, powders and meths and shit. Because when I grew up in the late 80s, and it was always, there's crack. That was all crack time. Then turned to acid in the 90s, and then I was just out of the loop on a lot of things. That was the plus thing about falling through the
pills
crack.
And shit. It went from,
like, now it's pills, man.
I've never done pills.
Fucking,
I don't trust pills, powders.
I don't dance with it. All it is fucking, they're opiates and basically narcotics, which isn't that cocaine and heroin?
Opiates are like the feel good ones to make your
nerves. It's a heroin.
Yeah, it's a feel good. It makes your nerve endings. Well, I don't know exactly. See, it's been so long. I should have it right in front of me. But.
So, goddamn it, people, why the hell would you do shit that man made that's legal, that's heroin, basically? It's heroin. You put the definition of it's synthetic heroin is in the definition of it, basically.
Of what?
Like oxys and shit.
Oh, yeah, the pills and shit. Yeah, it's bad news, dude. Like, see, like,
just
being at parties, going to parties, see, I've got wasted a bunch of times, and it's never fun. Like, pukey, stupid
pills.
Drunk. I've done that a bunch. I'm over it. And then I just start smoking at parties. I just be high as fuck. And I love it how I'm high before I go to a party. I'll smoke at a party. I'll say something funny or do something. And someone will be like, oh, you only said that because you're high. And it's like, dude, I've been high this whole goddamn time. But now just because you saw me, like, okay, I pretty much lost a whole relationship, a girlfriend I had, over weed. I was with this girl for maybe like a year, year and a half, and something just clicked over to where she didn't want me smoking weed anymore. Like, she knew I did it, she just wanted me doing it around her, which is fine, you know, I was compromising the fuck out of it. But then it eventually to where it was like, this girl was putting, she gave me the whole, the ultimatum, weed or me, but it was never to where I'd be like, I can't hang out with you because I'm too high. It had nothing to do with the relationship. She used to say things like, weed's going to make you stupid, you're going to lose your job and all your friends. And it's like, let me know when this fucking happens, because I've been smoking for like 4 years now. And it got to the point to where I was so sick of hearing it from her, arguing and fighting that I was going to smoke and not smoke. You know, like, did you smoke today? I'd be like, no. Are you lying? No. Or, you know, it'd be like, did you smoke today? Yeah. How much? It's like, what do you mean, how much? Like, you don't even know what is what. Like, I could say I smoked a joint. I could say I smoked a couple grams. Like, what do you fucking want, woman?
You're smoking copious.
Yeah, yeah. Not enough is the fucking answer with you. But it just got to the point where I totally straight up lied to her. I totally lied. I said, I'm going to quit weed for you, baby. But really, I'd smoke at my house. And anytime she came over, I'd hide my bowls and my weed. And she was like, oh, everything's A-okay. I'd be hot as fuck hanging out with her. A-okay, everything's cool. Then one day I was just sick of lying, or I called her up on her birthday, and I was kind of stoned. It was like 2 in the morning, so I was kind of tired too. But either way, I was like, oh, happy birthday. And she's like, are you high? And I was like, yeah, I'm high. Like, my birthday's ruined! It's like,
ignorance is bliss.
How did I ruin your birthday? I called you up to say happy birthday. You know, it's like, just because I was smoking weed, and then she just lost it, and I had to say, hey, get out of my life, because it's not that I loved the drug more than the person I loved at the time. It's obviously she lost her shit. And it had no effect on a relationship whatsoever. And it didn't have effect on me. She smoked with me once. And then she was like, oh, I'm having a bad trip. I'm hallucinating. And I was like, oh my God, what is this?
But she is obviously
It doesn't matter the particular person. I'm just getting.
It does matter the particular
person. Yeah, the person was like an over exaggerator and crazy.
I had an ex who was alright with it, who was kind of was a pot Nazi in the sense, but not as bad as that.
But she smoked it with me during the time that we were fighting, and I think she just did to prove a point. She was acting like an asshole, and she's like, "You're just sitting there with your mouth open, drooling, watching TV," and it's like. It was just awful. She laid in my bed and told
you're
me
you're just sitting there drooling, watching over TV? Motherfucker, I'm always drooling, watching TV. What the hell? Look at fucking everybody. Everybody. Don't you drool when you watch TV? I was drooling last night watching the Sherlock show.
You're so high. He's like, not anymore. You just bitched me down.
Yeah, there it goes.
Yeah, and you know, it's stupid. It's just stupid how everyone looks at it so badly. And then there was that legal
fund. It isn't everybody, because now it's turning over a new
league. Yeah, now you're right about that.
To each, like, a lot of people who are really turning over a new leaf, man.
Literally.
Drop a bomb on your mind. Blaze it. Fuck the color lines. But yeah, but everybody's coming cooler and cooler, even more open-minded. Even my dad came at me a few weeks, like last year, and he was like, people should just be able to do it. Just leave them alone. To each is their own. You're doing basically what I said.
Yeah, as long as you're not hurting anybody, you're not hurting the earth or its creatures.
And you help the earth if you grow hemp and you grow it, man, because it's it's a lot more use of commodity than trees are, which we're just wiping out entirely. So why the fuck, man? Why wouldn't you do it? You make money. It's out of control. And I'm a person who donates to organizations like normal, and I really do think it should be legalized. Make fucking money. And New York, hopefully you will do it, man. This year you're going, hopefully this week it's going medicinalized, and hopefully this year into the next couple years we can fucking legalize it all together and make some fucking money. We're broke. A lot of people don't have jobs. Let's get some jobs.
A bunch of manicures. Things.
Do manicures. You can growers, man. Fuck, man. You could get sellers, retailers. But just hemp alone, you motherfuckers can make some motherfucking money.
Jared's eyes are watering. He's real passionate.
This out of fucking control. All right, let's get off the topic, man. Yeah. Let's go on to video games.
Games!
This is our favorite topic of all, even though we get on the weed subject a little bit there. We love video games. And we ain't going to talk about Terraria.
The two do not go together whatsoever. Drugs and video games do not mix.
Not some of them. Weed and video games do not mix at all. All right? That's like drinking and driving. Don't fucking do it.
Exactly. Alright, what have we been playing?
Oh my god, I would swear, because we talked last week about it. I didn't want to talk about this week, but we're going to
talk about a little bit.
We're going to talk about Terraria. Because god damn it, now you're on the line again with it. And I'm on the line, obviously, because we talked about it last week.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit.
But this week, we'll go into more depth, because I spent quite a few more hours on it. More than what I said last week, or last time we were here. I actually got all the way into hard mode, which is beaten all five, or is it four, of the bosses in normal mode.
I think you might only have to beat the wall of flesh once, and it comes over.
But you really need, like, to get Demonite Ore, that would take forever to get. And to get Demonite Ore, or you need Demonite Ore,
yeah,
and the scales.
The boss, it definitely helps you upgrade your character.
You need to kill the Eye of Cthulhu, at least.
Yeah, you know, you're right, you gotta kill shit. You gotta kill shit to progress, but to click over into hard mode, I don't think it matters if those are killed or not. But either way, go on. You got to hard mode in like a day.
Yeah, well, it took a little bit of time, because it took a couple days with just playing for... My days are probably an hour or so, until yesterday I played for about 4+ hours to 6+ hours. I had a lazy day yesterday.
What were you doing in the game?
What were we doing? Kyle calls it a shanty town, but, you know, it's not a shanty town. It's my village I made. It's like a bunch of towers. One left side has about 4 to 8 apartments now that where all of our people were. And in the middle is where our building town or building houses, where our anvil, our furnace, the tinker's workshop, and a whole shitload of chests.
Your crafting area.
Yeah, crafting area. And, well, last night, we are trying to beat the hard mode bosses, which we did beat the mechanical worm, which is the destroyer. And
That was hard.
What's it look like? It's a big centipede with like lasers,
if you,
like,
if robot. You play, laser. It's a if you play through normal mode and you fight the Eater of Worlds, it's just that like cyborg. It's all little chunks of like metal robots. All the hard mode bosses are robots, I think.
Okay. There's the Eater of Worlds is like a giant centipede. And then there's a robot version. You summon the robot version of it, and it shoots out lasers and shit.
Oh, lasers and probes.
It's like a subway car, pretty much like a little segmented. And then there's a boss that's like a skeleton head and two arms. And then you fight a robot version of that, and it's like a cyborg version where it's got like half of its head is like Terminator, and it's got like laser guns in its hands.
Yep, I remember. Yeah, I have beaten.
I can't beat those by myself.
Yeah, you do need help with that, and I have me and my buddy were working on it last night. We ended up dying because we beat him twice. We ended up dying, picked up about, I'd say there was 50 tombstones. So between me and him, we died 25 times each time we fought him, relatively.
Uh-huh.
And the second time, we actually had Excalibur, which is probably one of the best swords in the game. And yeah. It took us probably in game time from 10 o'clock to 4, which is about it's minutes. I do believe it's minutes. That's how they go by in games. Like 24 minutes is a day in that game.
Like a minute, an hour.
Yeah,
that's how most games are in game time.
That's how it goes. Maybe less than that. Yeah, minute, an hour. You're right. Yeah, I'm sorry. It took me a couple seconds. And we beat him two times. We ended up killing the never-ending story. What was his name?
Falcor. Okay, yeah, if you're high up in this game in hard mode, there's harpy women that come down, and harpy women are like the women with the bird legs and the wings for arms. They shoot feathers at you. And then there's like, have you ever seen the Neverending Story, Falcor? It's like a, it looks like a Chinese luck dragon type thing. It's like, but it's got like a dog face and they're furry with scales. Falcor.
Yep.
And they come flying in fucking at you, and you gotta kill those things to get souls of flight to build wings eventually.
Yes.
So you killed how many of those?
You are roughly 4 a piece. It depends on how much you drop. You need 25 of what he drops, which is soul of flight. So you're going to need 30 soul of night or
light. Yeah.
I like how they make everything right. Make me sound like a 10-year-old. Soul of flight, soul of night.
To gang flight!
To gang with some feathers! Ah! And you either get the soul of light gives you the angel wings, the soul of night gives you the devil wings, which are pretty cool. I kind of like the demon wings a lot, but I like the angel wings. I like the angel wings with my dude. He's got the adamantite armor, which to get that, you have to get into hard mode, and when you beat the wall of flesh, hopefully he's supposed to drop a own ham or pwn. I don't know how the fuck.
PWN.
PWN, how you Haloers out there say it. And you have to destroy demon altars to get cobalt, mithril, and adamantite on the board. And after to get the adamantite, you gotta first start by harvesting cobalt, make the cobalt bricks into cobalt drill, then you can drill with the cobalt drill, you gotta drill mithril, then you make the mithril drill with the mithril you just harvested from the cobalt, with the cobalt drill. Then you, with the mithril drill, you can harvest adamantite, which is some of the best, which is the best stuff you, element you can harvest in the game. Right. And then you make the I made the adamantite armor up to the sword. I actually reforged the sword with the goblin dude who eventually comes into your lair. I was going to say lizard dude, but Kyle yells at me.
He's not a lizard. He's a goblin.
He's a lizard dude in my eyes.
He's a little Poindexter goblin wearing a little lab coat and nerdy glasses.
He calls my place a shanty town. When I, in my eyes, it's a kingdom. It's a kingdom.
I understand to each his own, but when there's a game when it comes to where you can make stuff, the way it is, Jared builds his houses for his people. I know it's to each his own. I stack mine like apartments. Like, each room is above each other, all organized in a cube.
Explain to me how we should do this, Karl Marx.
I'm not trying to tell you how to do it. You can do it all day. But when I try to play in his game, he's like, all right, you got to go down and over here. It's like, oh, man, it's so hard to navigate through a random built town where it's all, it's just willy-nilly. You build things when you need it, wherever you want it. And then, like, It's just, I don't know. You don't even put walls up for your people. You have it where you can still see the background.
What do you mean? In what one?
In all walls. Your houses.
No, I have stone walls up.
The background covering ones to where it looks like... Because instead, it's like you're putting up two walls, but then you're supposed to put up a back.
What do you mean? There's two...
And here's the thing, too. Your houses are all made out of rocks.
Yeah, I know
you can
that.
Convert rocks into walls, into bricks. And yes, it just looks more aesthetically pleasing if you organize and...
I say, fuck my people. I hate Adolf Hitler, please. Oh, Terraria. That's allegedly. Adolf Hitler in real life.
But Terraria. Concentration camps.
I keep my people in dungeons. That's where they belong.
They're not dungeons, though, because they don't even have walls. You can see the sun.
No, they have walls. They have little black... Do you want me to turn it on?
No.
On a podcast?
It doesn't matter, dude. It's just funny because I don't know. I have like a castle where people are living in apartment buildings and everything is easy to get in and out of. It's all these straight lines and squares.
But I need to make mine to where I needed to advance because I was trying to not... I was trying to get my guy as badass as I could as quick as possible. Like, as harvest the adamantite, get
I understand.
Done. Now I have time to go back and rebuild shit. Like, I did the last one I did. Because last time I played, I ended up doing the very same thing I did in this one, but then I ended up re-destroying everything and trying to build a castle, and it just kept saying a house not suitable. In every apartment that I made, it kept fucking with me.
I agree with the computer.
It's fucking with me.
None of your houses are suitable.
The ones are, now they are. The one I need now, you pick out them, but they're suitable. They say they are in the game.
You just need a chair, a light source, and a door.
And I put torches, like... I put a table, and I put a chair down. That's all that needs to be done. They're lucky they could go to the soup kitchen that's made out of a peppermint bricks that you can get.
That game's cool. It doesn't ever tell you what to do.
No.
It never tells you.
Now, a couple of my girlfriend's nieces came in today, and they're like, or last night, they're this is dumb. They're like, what do you do? I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, because I was just at a point where...
You do whatever. You can create stuff.
I don't know how to explain it.
I want to build a... You just go make your own adventures. I'm going to go explore the jungle, and I'm going to build a castle in the jungle. I need... What kind of bricks do I want to make it out of? What do you want to... It's all... See... Games like that, for people who can't think for themselves, think are dumb.
Have you played Minecraft?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, I played a lot of it. It was lonely.
Is it, does that give you objectives?
No, it's like the same thing.
So, because I've never really played... That's what I how I explain it.
But there's not as many enemies, there isn't as many bosses. Like, in that one, you're like... In Terraria, you encounter... Like, as you progress, you're like, oh, like, I'll explore, I'll dig down... Oh, okay, there's different enemies, there's different types of stuff. Minecraft is like, it's just you pretty much, there's animals, like sheep and other bullshit, there's wolves. And at nighttime, there's like these stupid things called creepers that look like swamp thing that explode when you get near them. And there's like skeleton archers, there's like, I don't know, I didn't like the graphics as much. And it just seems lonely, everything's so dank and gray, and you go down, and obviously you upgrade, you go from like wood to like diamond pickaxe. And then once your guy's like, maxed out, you can build castles and do all the same type of shit you can in that game. Just, I don't know. It's not as fun. It just seems like Terraria is more Super Nintendo happy. It's kind of easier, I guess. But there's more I just like the more enemies. It seems like there's more to do as well.
I like Terraria a lot. When I, it didn't catch me. When I started playing Terraria, literally within the tutorial, I was addicted. I'm like, oh, you could just, what? You dig into the blocks here? Oh, this is cool. And I was like, instantly bought it.
It's easier to create, I think, in a 2D space instead of a 3D.
It is much easier. It was hard for me to get play into Minecraft. I couldn't do that first person type building and shit. And it was hard.
Minecraft, the world is just weird. I don't like the graphics. You put on armor, it's just square. It doesn't have, like, Terraria is like a fantasy land. There's, like, wizards and goblins, and there's a whole, like, little world to it.
I've beaten Tim, like, 6 times.
Minecraft just feels like you're stranded on an island. You don't really know why or what's going on. I guess you really don't know in Terraria, but you get the sense that there's evil in the world and you got to get rid of it. Minecraft is just you by yourself.
Really, there isn't like odd jobs you can do. Like you don't randomly come on dungeons.
There's a few, and like I said last time, there's like the things you can make a portal to fight a dragon at the end, and that's it.
like, there's only a couple things, like, well, I mean, I guess it's the way they did with Terraria. They just...
And there's, Terraria adds, like, a kind of an RPG element to it in the sense that there's random, weapons and gear with stats on them.
Yes.
And there's, and I don't know, it's just cooler. It's a lot more fun.
There isn't, is there different types of pickaxes?
Yeah, it goes, like, wood, stone, whatever, metal, you know, upgrades, like, gold, diamond. I don't know, I don't like it. Minecraft! That's all I gotta say. Whoa. Oh my god.
Not to all you Minecraft players, have fun. I'm just not my cup of tea. I tried so hard to get into it.
That's what I've just been addicted to. I was trying to play, I was going through my games. I got a game called Bulletstorm. Mm-hmm. That I never beat.
Yeah, that's the one where you're first person shooter, right? Is that
it's the guy who made Gears of War. Yeah, it's like creative kills. You kick them and you shoot them into like the back, like the. You use the environment more so than your guns to kill a lot of the guys and get different points with different chain kills and things like that. It's kind of fun. I just can't.
I don't think I played the demo a few times. It was cool, but. Then it came out, and it was like $60, and I'm like, yeah, not worth my money. So, I was good with that. I'm trying to think of other ones. I'm waiting for The Wolf Among Us to come out. That was a good one. I like that Telltale Games pumping out The Walking Dead Season 2. I never really played them either, but have you played The Walking Dead Season 1?
Yeah, I played part of one. They're like, you're like watching a cinematic that you kind of click around on.
It's like The Wolf Among Us.
Yeah, and sometimes you move a character through like an environment, but then it turns into, it's mostly movies.
Cinematic, where you press like X, they're like fighting, yeah, press like button. Yeah,
kind of, some are like tap it, but others are like the zombie's on the ground crawling at you, and it's from your guys' perspective, and you gotta put the crosshairs over, there's like a shotgun and a bullet, you gotta click over the shell. Click the shotgun so he loads it. Click the shotgun again so he cocks, you know, like, cocks. And then you gotta aim at the zombie. It's like interactive cutscenes that cool. Have good or bad, you know, consequences depending on what you do.
You didn't play The Wolf Among Us Episode 1, did you?
No, I didn't feel like it.
That was your shit.
The story didn't... I'm good on fairy tales coming into this world.
They did a cool iteration of it, man. It was awesome. I liked the way they did it. They turned fucking... They have to take these spells or potions so they can be human or look human to everybody. They have a bunch of people in it. They have the big bad wolf is who you are, Bigby. I think that's, yeah, Bigby, that is your name. That's hilarious.
Is it Big B, or do they call him Bigby all in one word?
Bigby, B-I-G-B-Y.
That's a cool name.
That is cool. Bigston, that's what we'll call myself.
Bigston, yeah.
They have the pigs, or one of the pigs I seen in it. They have a few people in it. I came Snow White. They have, they have a picture of one with a bunch of people. The dwarfs are going to end up showing up, I think, if this painting was correct. Oh, there's a lot of people. I'm not going to blow it.
You're going
play the game. I give it a 2 thumbs up. If you like them types of games, man, I liked it a lot. I like the story to it.
Sleeping Dogs is free on Xbox Gold. Now, how's Sleeping Dogs? Because I haven't played it yet.
If you want, it's worth. Excuse me, it's free. If I download it, why not? I'm still trying to beat it. It's cool. I like it.
Is it just a Grand Theft Auto, or is there anything about it?
It's like reminds me of like a 3D. You can tell they use like Square Enix made it. Because it reminds me a lot of Final Fantasy graphics, but Grand Theft Auto gameplay. But it's before just Grand Theft Auto in general and Saints Row type games. It's cool that you could, when you get hostages, you can actually run with them. Instead of, because some of the missions include you gotta get this hostage and get him out of this building and then go talk to him somewhere.
You can't even use the body human shield in Grand Theft Auto.
Really? That sucks. Dang, I completely forgot about that. Yeah.
No, oh, in a cinematic, you could. Saints Row, you can grab people.
In the first cinematic, you grabbed a hostage and you fucking shot people.
In the cinematic. Right?
Did you control them? Did you have someone? Maybe I'm crazy. I played too much.
Yeah, when you're playing the very first opening scene, where there's no button to run up to like a civilian and use him as a human shield.
You're right there. You're right. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't.
Yeah, you haven't figured it out yet. No, there isn't. There is in Saints Row.
I know there is in 2. I know there is in 3. That's how you That's how you, no, you just point your gun at people to rob them in that game.
Saints Row 4, everyone loved. I didn't like it.
Didn't play.
You didn't play it? I didn't like it. Okay. They instantly start you off with, like powers.
Really?
Yeah.
I need to play it, because you're, like, Neo from The Matrix.
Well, okay, it starts off, it's obviously a ripoff, it's you're in The Matrix, but they instantly give you, like, the God mode shit. Like, if you ever played Prototype or, like, Crackdown, you start off street level, like, you can't really jump. You can jump faster and higher than the average person. Eventually, you're, like, jumping over buildings. You can instantly do that in this game. It's, I don't know, it's a little too juvenile for me, like the dildo bat type shit, the sex, one of the sex jokes made me laugh. When you're back in reality, you can have sex with everyone on the ship, you can fuck a robot, the robot's just like a floating ball and it flows down below waist, and the guy puts his head back and you hear like R&B love music. I mean, I giggle, there's a few points that made me laugh, but like, 3 was a little over the top, but it was still fun, it was still bearable. For me, 4 was just too over the top. And you're like in the Matrix. You're in the Matrix fighting aliens in the Matrix. And then instead of when the cops are at you, it's the aliens, and they get rid of the warrant. Like the cops, you gotta chase this little gold ball that moves at like light speed. It's just, I know games are repetitive, but it just gets on how quick they get repetitive.
Yes.
And like,
I said that yesterday. It's true. Live. I
quoted Jared. But like Saints Row 4 just seems like it's instantly the same thing. Like I did all this in 3 and I've done the power shit in other games. It's nothing new. It's just its own thing. It's like, I wasn't impressed. I give it a thumbs down.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't think of any newer games, so I'm going to throw back.
I'm waiting for Watch Dogs to come out.
You're going to be waiting for a while, man.
Spring,
I heard it got sent back to summer.
Oh, no, what? I even pre-ordered it, and they gave me a poster for a game that's never going to fucking come out. I'm going to keep my poster wrapped, so when the game never comes out, I got a poster for a game that never came out. It'll be worth more money.
Really? Yeah, you're right.
But I want to play that game. It looks so good.
It does look good.
I want an iPod that can hack other people's iPods and electronics in the area.
You probably can, man. There ain't no reason why these cell phones you can't look up.
I should look up online.
I'm going to look for when Sleeping Dog comes.
And then the NSA will be like, oh, this guy is looking up how to do some crazy shit with his phone.
It's not close. Watch Dogs. Why say sleep?
Then I'm going to get black bagged and you'll never see me again.
Yes, he's looking up how to turn his phone into a hacking device.
And then, what? He smokes weed? Get him!
Get him! It's probably what's going to happen now that we put this out. NSA's going to come. Local police are going to arrest us. These guys smoke weed. They're criminals! One time when I was in a... when I was 18. 18 or 19. I had 8th and I got busted by the cops. Because I was heading home and I was like literally 100 feet from my house and cops pulled me over. For speeding, but he wasn't even in his car to see if I was speeding, so it was just reasonable. Anyways, he busted me, and I go up to pay the ticket, and I went there on time and everything. I wasn't giving him attitude, and the lady comes up to me, and just the criminal, or the old, like, clerk, she's like, you know what you did is a criminal charge. Criminal charge! And I'm like, okay.
She yelled that in your face, Judge Judy style?
And the guy, the old dude, the judge next to her was just giggling. I'm like, okay.
I got busted for weed once. Well, here's what's up. Me and my friend and his girlfriend at the time smoked a blunt in the car of the mall parking lot. We were in the mall. We smoked in his car. We went to the mall. We did our thing. We ate. We shopped. On the way back, he gets pulled over for having a tail light out. And the cop's like, I could smell it. What's up? I could smell it like before I even got out of the car. And we're like, we weren't smoking. But here's before that happened. I was half asleep in the back seat with my eyes closed and my hood up, and I'm like adjusting myself when I hear, "You put your hands in your pockets one more time, and I'll pull out my gun." And I'm like, "What?" And he like, they call up another squad car, and they make me get out, and I have to sit in the back. First off, the guy slams my head in the hot ass hood of his car, makes me take off my shoes, and he's grabbing my dick and checking me and shit. He's like, "Are you high?" I'm like, "Yeah, dude. What do you want from me?" He's like, "Do you have any weed on you?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "You're lying." So they search the car. They find the fucking roach. That's all that we had was the roach. After fucking like an hour of being out in the fucking street. They like, my buddy and his girlfriend got interrogated by a guy in the backseat of a car. I'm fucking in handcuffs with my face down on a hot hood of a car, telling this guy, dude, I told him exactly what happened. Yeah, we smoked before. You know, this is all we got. Are you sure? He goes to the girl's purse. Like I said, he made me take off my shoes and all that.
It's because you're a criminal.
Then we had to pay, after all that, oh, see you later. Got to pay $130.
Really? I had paid $200 for a person. My little brother was with me.
The guy was like, you were in possession of a marijuana cigarette roach. And it's like, and you know what? I don't even think it was of what we smoked, because my buddy had one of those ashtrays that catch everything. There's like a little hole where you stuff it in. And he smokes weed, too.
So it was probably one he had in there.
Probably one he had in there. And it was probably stale and fucking... Oh, it was just the worst, dude. All right.
That's enough, Pat. Now back to video games. I wanted to mention Conker's on this thing, because Conker's Bad Fur Day for the 64 and Xbox, because this is a game that has shaped my whole humor sense for video games altogether. All-time one of my favorite games.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
It's good. Done by Rare.
I loved it a lot. The whole animatic and combining all the video games. Now, because when you said The Matrix back for Saints Row.
They did it in Conker, the end scene.
That's what it reminded me of.
And that was a good part of that game, too, because it was like slow-mo bullets coming at you and stuff. See, that was like one of the last 64 games. Dude, that cartridge is heavy as fuck. Yeah,
there was a lot in that.
And like, that game, actually, when they redid it for the Xbox, it's some of the best graphics for regular Xbox I've seen and played. And then they definitely made that game into a better one for the Xbox. Xbox Live was kind of like Team Fortress.
They made that for Xbox, just the original Xbox, right?
Yeah, it was called Conker Live and Uncut.
They had a whole bunch of different levels you could choose from, multiplayer. They didn't have any from the original, did they?
No, the multiplayer in the Xbox version was way different than the 64. The 64 was just, depending on what map, like there's a caveman level. It's like caveman versus raptors. There's another level where it's like zombies versus other guys, but you have the guns. It's like it wasn't first person, it was like third.
Yes.
But there was like, you know, any type of like game where there's just an arena and random weapons laying around and you're shooting each other.
Well, that's how the second one was, too, though, Live and Uncut.
That one was...
Live and Unloaded.
Like, Teddy, well, like, one of them was like...
That was the first person.
That one was more class-based. You could be a soldier, a heavy, a guy with a bazooka. You could be a sniper. You could be, like, a stealth ninja person with a sword. And it was the squirrels versus the teddy bears. And it would either be, like, a 1940s battle or it'd be, like, a future Terminator battle with the people with laser guns and robots against 1940, you know, Nazis versus the Allies.
Oh, really? I don't remember that. I remember that one specifically because I played the one for Nintendo 64 way more because I played the fuck out of it for 64 and then I played the one for Xbox. And I really didn't get into it.
I got turned up. There's a part in that game with a flower chick with big titties bouncing up and down. I remember I got a boner playing that.
Oh, yeah. You bounce on them titties, too. Yeah. I would have motorboated them
but
titties.
But she's like all the way she talks to you. It's so sexual and everything.
She does hug you, and you do motorboat them titties.
You motorboat the fuck out of them, but she's pushing them together. That game was cool. That game was the first game I ever played that had, like, the fuck word in it, but they bleep it out. It just had crazy shit in it. There's a cow shitting its brains out, eating the berry juice. One of the objectives was getting the cow to eat all the juice, so it would get the shits, and it would shit down that tube, and the bowl came out.
The giant bowl comes out
and runs to the cow.
Yeah, prune juice.
Yeah.
That was the first game. Couldn't you, if you beat that game once or something, put a code in?
There's a bunch of codes.
They made it unedited. Where they actually would swear, or is that just for the second one there?
I think that's Xbox. The second one, because I remember there was a lot of codes for the one for 64 that were all, like, derogative, or they were all, like, beef curtains. Yeah, like, exactly. There was a rusty sheriff badge or something, like, that's, like, an asshole, things like that.
I forgot what the codes did.
They would just give you different characters and different weapons for the multiplayer. None of them really affected the
those were the original DLCs.
Passwords. Passwords.
That's another one. How if you didn't have any sort of internet or anything like that, how would you figure that out? Who was the first person, other than game developers, to figure out every code for that game?
Well, like, I used to go to Walmart, the magazine aisle, I used to send, like, Nintendo Powers, and, like, there was a code one, I would look in the magazines and write them down.
So what it was basically, if you, it was a thing for like game companies and game magazines had it in together, so that you would buy the magazines to get the codes. Is that how it went? Because
yeah, you could buy the magazines to get the codes in the back, but they wouldn't like. You'd have to look up, like, you'd have to look up the game in the back, and there'd be, like, the list for it.
I remember video game magazines. They were the shit. I mean, I still like them, but they were the shit.
I used to grab one, like, my parents would go shopping, and I'd grab one on video game magazines, like, follow them around looking at that, and then by the time they went to check out, put it back.
I had a subscription to
Xena Library!
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
Expert Gamer is what I used to read. I got a subscription to that back
when Expert Gamer?
PlayStation came out.
I don't know, I don't remember that.
I think that's what it was called. That was throwback.
Remember when demo discs were a thing?
Yeah, that was for Nintendo Power and shit. Or no, why did I say PlayStation?
Dude, wow.
It was the PlayStation magazine.
I used to play some of those games on the demo discs. I used to like, oh, don't go to the end of the level because that's the end of the demo. Yeah. Like, fuck around in the game. Yeah. Like, Croc.
Codebreaker. Is that the magazine?
I don't know.
Was just a game cheat thing.
Codebreaker. Mm-hmm. What do we got going on? Pretty good, man. We're talking for like an hour and a half. Hour 124.
Sorry for all the weed talk, guys. But it needs to get out there.
Sorry. I'm
come out of the closet.
I'm adamant about I'm a weed advocate.
So I am very much so, but this we're trying to throw down a game. But it's alright. It is bullshit. But we love you guys. And thanks for, you know,
thanks for your support. Hey, we want to turn this into, like, a community. It's not just me and Jared. I mean, obviously it is us talking, but, like, on our Facebook and our Twitter, anyone can post on there and talk and just have any sort of discussion they want. So feel free to do that and email us, bunktasticpodcast@gmail.com.
Follow us on Twitter. We're not, I mean, we are on Twitter a lot, but we're not as much. We need to get on it more. But we're a lot on Facebook, so just get a hold of us, guys. Bunk_tastic on Twitter. And that's about it. Thanks for stopping in. All you blims and blams, flims and flurs.
Boys, girls, in-betweeners.
Have a good day, everybody.
Iron Man 2!